Here at the IFAMA World Forum, I'm speaking with Ernesto Brovelli, who is Senior Manager of Sustainability for Coca-Cola, President of the Sustainable Agriculture Initiative. And at this event, the SAI introduced a new checklist, the Guide to Sustainable Sourcing of Agricultural Raw Materials. So tell us about that, Ernesto.
So, yeah, thank you for giving me this opportunity to tell you a little bit more about what SAI Platform does. We are the largest trade organization in food and industry trade organization in support of sustainable agriculture. We started 10 years ago under the leadership of Danone, Nestle, and Unilever, and now we're 50 members in pursuit of sustainable ag. So by far the largest organization in this regard. We have evolved a lot over the years, and we have currently focus our attention on implementation. How do we communicate to growers all these environmental pressures that we're experiencing? How do we work more closely with growers and establish the same work under the same protocols, if you will? So SAI Platform had, for the longest time, a set of principles and practices that were created in the beginning of the organization to determine what are the principles under which crops should be produced, and what are some of the practices that align with those principles. Well, what we realized over time is that while that document was very robust from a scientific viewpoint and it had a lot of recognition, it really wasn't user-friendly. It really wasn't connected to the grower community. So what I was here to do is to present this global checklist that you mentioned earlier, which we believe is going to be of great help to both the food and beverage industry and to growers alike. It's a very simple tool. It's not sophisticated at all, and we acknowledge that. But I think it's welcomed by the growers, because the more I talk to growers, and I'm an agronomist with many, many years of experience, I realize that they're there to farm and not to form, fill forms, okay, right? So we want to make their life easy, and we want these tools or these service or these assessments to be simple, to be educational, because sustainability is a new area. We want that, allowing them to self-assess themselves. They develop self-awareness of what are important sustainability aspects. So we recognize that this is not a very sophisticated tool, because we hear, okay, well, we want to measure what are the environmental outcomes. This tool is not meant to do that. This tool is meant to be an entry-level document for a variety of commodities for which these more evolved tools do not exist. If those tools existed, fantastic, we would be using them. But those do not exist. Like we heard just now in the panel, we kind of throw our arms in the air and said, because there aren't standards, because there aren't sophisticated tools, we're not going to work with growers. We need to be inclusive. We need to work with growers at all levels, small holders, medium holders, large holders, in the U.S., in Africa, in Asia, wherever they are. And there will be a variety of tools by which we can engage with them. One of them are this very robust set of calculators and algorithms. Others, more entry-level, more suitable for maybe emerging regions, are these type of easy self-assessments. So that's what I was here to do, to really present to, in the U.S., what we have already rolled out in Europe. Coke has been a signatory, and we will be testing this tool along with 9 other companies. So we have really bought into this idea that it won't be the only tool that Coca-Cola or Nestle or many of these companies will be working with, but it will be an important element in our arsenal. And I'm proud to say that it was developed by SAI Platform.
So let me clarify now. This checklist, is this something a grower can then go online or something and see it and be able to evaluate it himself, or is it something that the companies are going to be using for their suppliers?
Thanks for the very good question. So we are in the process of really developing the checklist, and we've gone through a very methodological. First of all, it wasn't developed by SAI Platform. We retained a consultant, which is Utz, an agency with a lot of experience in the development of these type of tools, to develop it for us with our guidance and oversight. After that, we followed a stakeholder consultation process where we vetted it with universities, with NGOs, both social and environmentals. So we are in this trajectory. It's not a completely online available tool at this point. It's a very basic Excel sheet. It will be in the near future more of an online type of format. To your question, whether it's a self-assessment, yeah, it's geared more to be a self-assessment. But like any test, if you will, it can be self-administered, or it can be administered by someone else. That we leave that to the discretion of the company. It can be, for instance, something that a company decides to use as a self, or a grower decides to use on a self-assessment, and then a company decides to validate via audits on a spot basis. Say, okay, this number of growers will be audited to make sure that the entries and the self-assessment was accurate and well understood or whatever. So, in other words, it lets for it to be applied in many ways. The other thing it does is that it presents in a very sort of user grower friendly way, what are critical elements to measure in terms of farm day-to-day performance. So we, because it is put in that manner, we can benchmark it against any other set of standards. So it's not only, you know, what it can do for the grower, what it can do for the supply chain of the company, but also how can other standards compare to site checklist.
Do you envision working with possibly some of the agricultural organizations, like the corn growers or the Fruit and Vegetable Association or something like that, to get this information out when it's ready to their grower members?
Good question. So we acknowledge that there are tools out there, and like I said earlier, some are very sophisticated. The corn growers in particular in the U.S. have access to a number of tools, field to market being one of them that Coca-Cola is a signatory, and we're the first beverage company to test and utilize, and we completely understand that. But when we think about all the commodities grown worldwide, when we think about all the geographies that contribute to our supply chain, we realize that this is much more complex than corn in Nebraska. So how do we reach to someone that grows cassava in the Dominican Republic? Would the checklist be an appropriate tool? I mean, it's to the discretion of the individual, the grower, the company, but that's what this checklist is meant to do. It will be a long process to create a robust, scientifically sound calculator, if you will, of environmental and social impacts for cassava in the Dominican Republic. Not that it cannot be done, but I'm a scientist at heart, and I know that, I will advocate for tools that have scientific grounding. And if it doesn't, then you might as well use something more basic than just to try to create sort of a pseudo tool that doesn't serve anybody right.
Well, and that brings us to what this session was about that you just completed, establishing a common language for benchmarking and establishing the fact, you know, sustainability means different things to different people. So I guess that's something you have to work out. So talk about that and how this session went and how you're working through that.
So that is a very good point. We define sustainability in different ways, and it tends to be, you know, a lot of variation are interpretations of the matter. While there aren't any, you know, hard and fast rules, we still want to continue pressing the message, the food industry at large, that whatever we do on our farms, as much as what we do in our households, will have environmental, social, and economic implications. Right? It's not, we have come to realize that we don't operate in a vacuum. I mentioned earlier I was a scientist, and I will recognize that when I was farming agronomy, a lot of it was maximizing production within the farm gates. That notion of what happened in the community, what happened outside of the gates, wasn't all that prevalent. And it's through this understanding of sustainability is when we're gaining that knowledge. So I think that My bottom line message to you is I believe that, yes, they're very sophisticated tools. Hats off to the organizations that are leading that. However, we must walk. We cannot run before we learn how to walk. And this is what the checklist does. When there isn't an opportunity to run a marathon, come on, let's get grounded. Let's know the smallholders. Let's know there's many, many commodities across the world. How do we start socializing some kind of basic principles that we all agree can be called sustainability?
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much. This is a great forum to present this message and to start getting this out globally, because it's such a big world that we live in. Thank you very much. Here at the IFAMA World Forum in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.